안녕하십니까? 이 방송은 2009학년도 6월 고1 전국연합학력평가 외국어영역 듣기평가 안내녹음 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2009학년도 6월 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명과 수험 번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답안 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당란에 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 아기 옷을 고르시오.
헬로.
Hello, honey. I've just arrived at the Parks Mall.
Great. Did you find the baby dress shop I told you about?
Yes, I'm there. Did you say you want to buy a dress with a big rabbit on it?
No, I said I want a dress with a teddy bear.
Okay. Would you like a dress with a hood or without a hood?
One with a hood would be nice, and I would like it to have short sleeves.
Okay, I guess this is what you want. I'll buy it.
Thanks. See you at home.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, you're back. Why did the boss call you into his office?
Well, he offered me a new position as the director of the China branch.
Congratulations! You're getting promoted.
Well, I am not sure if I will accept.
Why are you hesitating? It's a really great opportunity.
I know, but I don't want to leave my family.
Won't your family go with you?
That would be nice, but my wife might want to raise the kids here.
It sounds like a really tough decision to make.
Yeah, I think I should talk about it with my wife.
3번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
When I think of this, ghosts come into my mind. In a lot of scary movies, this surrounds the village, forest, or the road before any ghost or monster shows up. In reality, you usually have this in the early morning or late at night. This forms when wet and warm air meets a relatively cold area. It covers the area like a cloud, making it difficult to see clearly. Therefore, when this happens, you need to be careful while driving.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 내일 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Tommy. Can you do me a favor?
It depends on what it is.
I need to volunteer at the nursing home tomorrow, but my sister asked me to pick her up at the airport.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, could you go to the nursing home for me tomorrow afternoon? All you need to do is read some books to the elderly.
Tomorrow afternoon? I was thinking of visiting my grandparents.
Really? Oh, I'm in trouble now. I don't have anyone else to ask.
In that case, I'll visit them later. I'll go to the nursing home tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, ma'am. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy 2 tickets for the concert this Thursday.
Front row seats are all sold out. Only the middle or back seats are available now.
Then I'd prefer the middle seats. How much are they?
It's $40 for 1 ticket.
$40 is a little too much for me.
There are many seats in the back. They cost $25 each. You can fully enjoy the concert from there, too.
Then I'll take the seats in the back.
Okay, here are 2 tickets for the back seats. Thank you.
6번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Now you are on the road to better English. It's not an easy road, but keep this in mind. The more challenging, the more rewarding. So do your best. Here are some tips to help you finish this course successfully and improve your English ability. First, be on time to the class. If you miss the first part of a lesson, it'll be difficult to catch up. Second, try to participate actively and share your ideas in class. Also, try to use the expressions you've learned in your daily life. Good luck!
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, hello, Jessica. Come on in. What can I do for you?
I'm trying to join the science club. May I have your signature on my application form?
Okay, that's not a problem.
Oh, thank you.
Why do you want to join the club?
I'd like to do more experiments and get more field experience.
All right, that's good enough. Here's my signature. Do you need anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure.
8번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Can I speak to Mr. Robinson?
Speaking. Who's calling, please?
Oh, hi. This is Ann Smith from Meyer High School.
Hi, Ms. Smith. What can I do for you?
I'm calling about your son, Peter. He was involved in a fight today.
What? Is everybody okay?
Everyone is fine, but this is obviously a serious violation of school rules. This is why I'm calling you myself.
I see. What would you like me to do?
Could you drop by the principal's office tomorrow so we can discuss the situation? I'll be here until 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be there before 11. Thank you.
9번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hurry up. We have 12 customers to serve. They're coming in a minute.
I'm doing my best, but I can't handle it by myself.
Where on earth are Lisa and Michelle?
Lisa is changing tablecloths and Michelle's gone to the grocery store. Would you please help me?
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Put some rice into each bowl. And then place some vegetables on the top.
Is that all?
No. Put some sauce on them. That's it.
Got it.
When the customers come, please take their food to them. Thank you.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to our dance club. What can I do for you?
I'm here to learn jazz dance. I registered for the class online.
Sorry, there is no jazz dance class on Wednesdays.
But your website says the class is on Wednesdays.
We moved it to Fridays, and we posted the change on the website a week ago.
Then you should have let me know about it.
I'm really sorry for this inconvenience. Since you're here, why don't you try sports dance just for today?
Sports dance? Will that be okay?
Sure. Just try it. It'll be fun.
Thank you. I will.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 인터뷰를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dr. Jones, great honor to meet you. To begin with, would you tell me when and where you were born?
Sure. I was born in 1941 in Bristol, England.
But now you are living in New York City. When did you move?
I immigrated from Bristol to New York in 1952.
You are well known as a doctor for the poor. Could you tell me about your career?
I graduated from Geneva Medical School in 1972 and started to work for Green Hospital in 1975.
But now you are running Well-Being Hospital for the Poor and Disabled, aren't you?
Yes. I've been working there since I opened the hospital in 1991.
Your contribution to society is huge. Thank you for sharing your life history.
Thank you.
12번. D.O. 쇼에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
The O Show is a famous water show in Las Vegas. In this show, world-class swimmers, divers, and characters perform in, on, and above water to create a breathtaking experience. It is held at a fantastic theater similar to a European opera house. The O Show performs twice a day at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., Wednesday through Sunday. There is no performance on Monday and Tuesday. All tickets must be purchased 1 hour before the show begins. Thank you.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. Hi, I'd like to get a refund for this.
Okay. Can I see the receipt, please?
2. I want to send this package to Canada.
Okay. Please put it on the scale.
3. Excuse me. Your guest, Mark Brown, asked me to leave this package here.
Yes. I was told to accept it for him.
4. I'm locked out. Can I get an extra room key?
Yes. What's your room number?
5. Would you like to have this box gift wrapped?
Yes, please.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing during the holidays?
I'll visit my parents because I haven't seen them for 3 months.
Oh, that's great. So how will you get there?
I'm driving.
Why don't you use public transportation? You'll be exhausted if you drive.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm good at long-distance driving.
But the weather forecast says it'll snow during the holidays. The roads will be very slippery.
Then buses won't be safe either.
You're right. Driving in bad weather is dangerous for all drivers.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny and I are going to see a movie this weekend. Want to join us?
No thanks. I'll pass this time.
Do you have other plans?
No, just staying at home.
Come on. Watching a movie will be more fun, won't it?
Yeah, but actually, I got a D on the last math exam, so I'm studying math a lot these days.
Really? Wow, you seem very determined.
Thanks, but it is still very hard to resist all those temptations.
Don't give up, buddy. Hard work will lead you to a better grade.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
David, we'd better do some house cleaning.
Yes, Mom. Shall we start with this room?
Okay. Oh, here are a bunch of old books.
They were my favorite books. I forgot all about them.
Do you mind if I throw them away?
Wait, Mom. They are still in good condition.
But what are you going to do with them? You don't read them anymore.
How about donating the books to the city library, Mom?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, the library is doing a campaign to collect used books.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미즈 그랜트가 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian is an excellent sports player and an honor student at school. But all this makes him too proud of himself, and he treats people rudely. When he speaks, he often hurts others' feelings, but he doesn't care. Rather, he thinks that people around him don't treat him well. He often says that they avoid and ignore him. Miss Grant, his teacher, wants him to get along with his friends. In this situation, what would Miss Grant most likely say to Brian? Brian?
이제 듣기 문제는 다 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.